My story today is about two singers. One is about a very famous Italian singer named Caruso. And he just held thousands of people all over the world in his day spellbound by his singing. And one day he got sick and he died. And the headlines of the paper read, "Caruso will never sing again." But in a large hospital there lay another young man who had just started beginning his singing career. He had a real talent to sing and he was headed for great success, but he was stricken with a cancer, and the cancer was in his mouth. And the doctors came to him one day and they said, "Young man, we're sorry to tell you, but you will never sing again." And they said, "In order to save your life, we've got to remove your tongue. You might live, but you'll never be able to sing again." The young man looked up in the doctor's face and he said, "Doctor, I will sing again. It might not be on earth, but I'm going to sing in heaven, because I'm going to sing the song of the redeemed unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. You might take out my tongue tomorrow, but someday I'll be singing again." Well, they got ready to operate on the next day, and just before they operated, the young man said, "I'd like to sing for the last time. I'd like to sing before you operate." And just before they put him to sleep to sing, to operate, he sang this song, "There is the fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all the guilty stain." And he sang that hymn right through. They operated on him. They took out his tongue. And shortly afterward, he did die. But you know, he'll sing again. I don't know what we're going to do in heaven, but I know one thing we are going to do. We're going to sing. But you know, if you never go there, you'll never be able to sing the song to the one who was worthy, who died to redeem us by his precious blood, unless you trust him as your Savior today. Are you trusting him? Have you trusted him? Has he put that song in your heart and in your soul? Take him into your life and trust him